Blog Talk Radio.
I got a problem with a lady on me. Can't touch with can't see. I'm feeling turned up in the cool with the windows down and the top back staring out the window.
Yo, it's your girl, Let's Live in the building, and it's going down, down, down tonight. Tonight is an honor and a pleasure to have a wonderful entrepreneur, young lady, who is a representative right now for Florida. And she's actually a representative for District 39 in Florida in the House of Representatives. And they call her the hip-hop politician, Ms. Tez Figaro. She is going to be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. And you know what? I employ every Floridian to call in. Along with that, all the young ladies that would inspire to actually get into lobbying, into, the House of Representatives, or, trying to look into the cabinet or different situations. And she also does poetry. So, my poets call in and, ask her some questions. So we're going to go on the line and see if we have our girl live in the building, Ms. Tez Figaro, that hip-hop politician.
But
greetings.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Greetings to you as well. I just want to clarify, I'm running for office, so I want to make sure that I'm not misrepresenting myself, but I am running for District 39. But one of the things being a politician is you're still out here doing the work. So I appreciate that introduction, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And for all those people that are out there listening, she says she's running, so, she needs all those voices, votes and support and stuff. So, definitely support her out there if you're out there in the Florida area. Support her movement. Tez, what exactly, got you involved in, dealing and saying I'm going to go and be a politician? Because, every time when they talk, a lot of people talk about politics, it's an iffy subject. It's hard. What made you say, hey, this is something I want to do?
I really didn't, to be honest with you, because I'm not a politician, and most people who know me would tell you that I'm not. And even if you look at my campaign with Mixing Hip Hop, that was against the advice of every political consultant. So I just saw by starting my business and staffing a real need for representation here in Florida. And to give you the honest truth, I have a friend that's in prison, and I share a lot of my lyrics with him from a poet standpoint, and they include a lot of, the movement that I'm trying to do in politics. So here locally, I sit on a couple of boards that are involved in the process, just the same way Tupac was involved in the process. I'm trying to pick up where he left off. And so as I continued to help different candidates, I found that there was really no candidate that I could support to help in 2012. So I said, I have to do it myself. And it's not even about winning a district or a particular district line. It's about reaching out to people like you and, D.C. and Detroit and New York, and really just making our voice heard. Hip-hop has the strongest economic impact pretty much in the world at this point. I love Steve South's book. We're talking about tanning America. But we control the economic dollars, but we don't control it when we say on as far as who should distribute those dollars. So it's really just time to not continue to use hip-hop as a voice or as a fundraising aspect, and to really have our voice at the table that's going to be true to yourself and true to the game. And then on top of that, having a resume and background that can back that up. So it was just truly just it was time, just to honestly answer your question.
Definitely, and it seems like you have a strong determination, and not yet actually being in getting that seat yet, you are already making change in Florida. Talk about some of the things that you've done, because a lot of people right now are hurt with this economy, with finding jobs and trying to maintain their lifestyle. talk to us about the things that you've done out there in Florida, you know, that have been remarkable right now, you know, going towards the whole All-Stars, you know, game that's coming up, the All-Stars weekend. Talk to us about that, Tess.
Yeah, it's just it's been a blessing and an opportunity that just straight up I can just tell you that my own personal triumphs of being a single mom and coming to Florida with my husband, it didn't work out. We divorced. I stayed. I'm real with my story. That's one thing about being a poet. I expose myself. So by having some real challenges of not having family here to help, you know, with my baby and starting a brand new business with no money, not a dollar, no loan, no funding. I've worked for the largest staffing firms in the world, but when I was laid off, I found myself needing a job like everybody else. So I was on unemployment for 2 years, had a volunteer corps of people who they asked me to help organize for the Urban League convention. And then when I saw how those volunteers came together and how impactful that was, and I had never seen that on the for-profit side of things, I said there must be more to do. And there's a true, you know, Democrats don't want to really talk about it, but it's real. There's a class gap, even within the Democrat Party, that needs to be merged. So the places that I frequent, the same places I frequent in Dallas and Chicago, I go to the hood when I go out, bottom line. You know, so there was nothing gapping, you know, closing that gap. So I continued on with, you know, having my staffing firm, which is a for-profit organization. Started out with 300 volunteers, but then we turned to having over 300 people on the payroll. One thing that I'm excited about this weekend is I'm staffing for over 100 different associates, paid associates, not volunteers, between the NBA directly and also with the Amway Center, which is my contract, my year-round contract for the city venues. So I'm a staffing firm just like any of your other big agencies, Adecco or Spirion. And I just did it myself, and I chose to go into the community and hire people from the community, hire a lot of my students from workforce. And you know how we connect with hip-hop. We cypher, we freestyle. You know, we have a language that we understand, but I also teach them how to be businessmen and women as well. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm just letting it unfold and kind of see where it's taking us.
I would like to just say, you know, I am so grateful and honored to have you on the show, and I'm just so proud of you. You know, being a woman and, you know, dealing with the challenges of life and you overcoming obstacles in order for you to do so many things to affect the people around your community and, you know, that child itself you have, because I also can relate to your story, and any woman that's out there can relate to your story. I also was a single mother, and I'm also a divorcee also. And, you know, I know how hard it is to start your own business and try to take care of a child by yourself and dealing with all these challenges. But God finds a way to make a way when you think there's no way. And you've done it.
And I still deal with it every day. I mean, I tell people all the time I have to use my own resources. I pay my taxes every 2 weeks because they're not going to shut me down, you know, over taxes. So a lot of times, you know, I'm not making profit. I'm making tough decisions. I moved down to, had a 3,000-square-foot home in Dallas, came here in Orlando, and back to a two-bedroom apartment. You know, I talk about those issues. I talk about, you know, the challenge that I've experienced. Growing up, I dated hustlers, period. I make no mistake about that. You know, and then, but I'm still connected to that community. Like I told you, still go and visit my friends in prison because I can never forget what it was that got me here. And I know for a fact I was supposed to be dead a long time ago. You know, and I have real stories that can identify with that. But as in politics, you don't hear that. You know, you see the pearls and the blue suit and, oh, everything's together. Nobody want to talk about, okay, I was crying all night long just 2 days ago. Me, literally, because my ex-husband just got laid off. That's real talk. You know,
wow.
So now what happened to the child support and the alimony? But nobody wants to talk about that because everybody want to have this picture that they're so together and that everything is going their way. But the fact of the matter is it's not. And no matter how hard you push, you can better believe every enemy will be against you. And so unless I'm talking about that and talking about that story, then I'm doing myself, my child, and anybody else, you know, no good. And I can't sell myself because that's all I have at the end of the day. And I try to stay true to that, and it's not about winning an election. It's not about that. It's about showing other women that you can truly be on both sides of the game. And that's one thing that I'm excited about. Sugar T and I, as you know, are doing an album release in March where she's including me, you know, on her album. And she's talking about those stories of what it's like for her to be in hip-hop and in the game, you know, as E-40's sister and so forth. So we're working together as a common interest to say we have got to empower everybody, but in particular empower women and women of color, because we're at the bottom of the totem pole. Nobody's talking about us and nobody's telling our story. And although I appreciate Michelle Obama and I'm proud of her, but everybody doesn't relate to that story. You know, so we have to be diverse enough and open enough to talk about that story, because I never dated a man in suits that went to Harvard, straight up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about that story. Mm-hmm.
And you were so right about that, you know what I'm saying, because her story, even though, yeah, we proud of her, she's an African-American young lady, she's in the office, she's the first lady, but at the same story, to some of us coming out of the ghettos or the middle class, you know, statistics, we feel we can't really relate to her story, because to her, her story is more of a picture-perfect story when it comes to us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to, you know, the trials and tribulations you've been through and the things that you've done and the things that you've seen in your life, people can relate to that. Once you get into office, once you do get to office, which I feel and I know that you know, God will bless you to be able to do that, what are some of the things that you feel like that you, your first three key things that you would try to first work on, the first three things?
Well, first thing, I believe, you know, in leading by example. And one of the things that I stress, if people visit my website, if you don't mind, www.tezforhouse.com, you can see my background. I believe in backing it up. You know, it's not about that's from a lyrical standpoint or even in business. I don't support studio or political gimmicks. So I think the first thing that you have to do is lead by example and have a record of integrity and put yourself out there. There's been far too much, you know, we caught this politician doing this and doing that, and I'm not running for bishop. There's not going to be no confusion about who I date, where I go. I'm single. I can do what I want to do. I'm grown. So the first thing I want to do, in particular for us, is, and that's just real, I'm telling you straight up, Young Jeezy, I'm looking for you. Come holler at me. I want you to come to the White House with me in all white everything. Anyway, side note. But you know, be true to myself. That's first and foremost. And you can be in business and you can pay your taxes. I've received awards here in Orlando on the business side a couple of times in less than 3 years. Just got nominated for another one. I served my country in the military and the Air Force. I work for 10 of the largest companies in the world. So you can still do that and still be jazzy and be yourself, be sexy, go to the club and go to church too. Again, I'm not running for bishop. So I want to lead by example, because to be honest with you, it's only one person in the House of Representatives, whether you're talking about the state or you're talking about federal. It really comes down to what are you doing right now for yourself. And so if I've been able to employ 300 people by myself on my own dime, then I feel that influence needs to be at the table. But if you look at my background, you'll see what I'm doing, my influence now. So I tell people my platform, they all have platforms, job. Political consultants tell me, just say three things, jobs. No, I don't need to fit into a platform or what am I. The bottom line is, look at what somebody has done. And the Bible says, judge a leader by the fruits of their labor. So I got apples and oranges running all through the house. So at the end of the day, we're going to continue to do that, push for job. And see, it's not just about passing a bill. That's what I keep trying to explain to people. It's about influence. Are you bringing that back? Can you pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, I need you to help so-and-so and so-and-so. I need you to, you know, can you help this person with a job? Can you, you know, make this thing move on this person's behalf? I had to be very honest with you and say that I've reached out to every leader in a lot of different areas, and I get very little feedback or very little referrals of people that they know I could help. So we have a long way to go, and that's something that they don't want me to say and that they don't want to hear, but it's the truth. I have to tell people the truth on why we are the majority in a lot of things, and particularly Florida, and why there's still a problem. So I just want to continue that. Don't know if it's meant for me to win, maybe meant for me to continue to do a grassroots movement, and I'm fine with that. You know, but we're going to continue to talk to people like you and do what we do, and I'm going to continue to have my fundraisers and all that in the hood, and we're going to keep doing it hip-hop style. We're going to be in VIP, and we're going to be talking about politics and doing that all the same, because we've been doing it all before, just nobody was paying attention.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You have a strong movement, and besides, you know, just dealing with politics and everything like that, you are a wonderful artist yourself. I mean, can you talk to us about some of your poetry and stuff like that, and And if can we be blessed to get a little spit or something? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Some of that?
Yeah, I don't have no problem. You know, hey, I'm not like this other one that starts stuttering when it's time to come off the cuff. I'll just say, and this is honest truth, I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Patrice Kelly and Aisha. They've been pushing me for years to put stuff out there, and I never did. And I tell people, if I was about the entertainment, you would have seen me a long time ago. In fact, I pulled away from that and just focused on business. But honestly, when my friend in prison said, you know what, if this can move a G, because we emailed and I sent him the lyrics, and he said, okay, if this is going to move a G, then I know you got to do something with it. And so that's kind of, you know, where that came from. Shout out to Maurice, who hooked me up with Sugar T. I didn't go looking for her. He just knew I was a fan of hers and knew she was doing a woman empowerment movement, and he hooked us up. And I said, hey, can you do a YouTube for me? She said, no, better yet, why don't you get on the album? So that's truly how I said, okay, yeah, I know. You know that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. I haven't been running around here with no CDs. I haven't been running behind backstage saying, listen to what I got. I haven't done any of that. I've probably only been on stage 5 times with my poetry. So and that's been at a church by request. So one time in the club, well, no, twice in the club. So I just, because of those things, and I know that doesn't happen in the industry, I wanted to go ahead and put it out. But there's a story behind every lyric that I have, and at some point I will publish it in an e-book format so you can hear the story. I write in mind, body, and soul. I talk about my divorce. I talk about the pain. I talk about love, how I love Young Jeezy, and everybody look just like him. You know, I do all of that. And then I talk about the politics. So I'll give you just a little bit because I know you're running short on your time. Mm. But class just begun. It's time for mommy to teach my sons. Sit down, boys, and time out, your clowning's done. I wrote the book, I'm the narrator, and your chapter's done. You wanted some, so come. I'm dangerous, I just look like none. Meet me at the Congressional House, I just look like this, but I'm nowhere near dumb. And I'm craving you like Hansel and Gretel. And my lyrics are eating you alive, so leave your crumbs behind. Leave a trail in the forest so they can find. The Democrats got gingerbread. What now, Republicans scared? You thought I had lyrics with nothing in my head? Are you confused because you didn't know I read? Beauty without brains is dead. And we can do it in the hood. Not trying to take from Obama, but that's what I see. So I'm on you like fed. Because I'm tired of seeing my people in body bags and hospital beds. We need insurance plans so kids can get meds. And I'm not talking about being red. I'd rather kill words and birds until I'm dead. See, the last one had you misled. And like peanut butter and jelly, I give bread to the hood I spread. And I last long like preservative. And I know you ain't never heard of it. So please do us a favor and throw in the towel and quit. Wrote down my vision. God read it and it must be meant. Because can't nobody mix politics, poetry, and hip-hop like I spit.
Dang! Go, girl! Oh! I love me some sad.
Thank you. You have to give me all
the
time.
Oh, my God. Once again, give us your website and all that stuff. I wish we had more time with you. I love you to death. And hopefully this ain't the last time, because I have a Women's Empowerment Group, Street Queens Movement, and I'll be doing an annual conference, and I definitely would love to have you in there, for real.
No, let's do it. VIP and all, www.tezforhouse, that's T-E-Z, and then F-O-R-H-O-U-S-E.com. You can click on the YouTube link, hear a couple of radio interviews, some other poetry pieces. I've been putting stuff out, snippets one by one. You'll get a chance to hear some of my vocals as well. And as we continue to go, grow, that album will be coming out with Sugar T next month. And we're just doing this nationwide, baby, so I appreciate it. Want to come back, request me anytime. This is what I do from my heart and soul, and I make my money elsewhere. So anytime you want me to come and do anything, live, whatever, I'm with you. I make my money at the city, so you don't have to worry about me charging up and being all extra with it. Just tell me where you need me, and you got me. Not a problem at all.
That's what it is. I love you to death. I'll definitely be contacting about the situation. And I love you to death, and I support you. I wish to God that everything that you want comes to pass for you. God bless you. Keep doing what you do and stay up, girl. Sister girl, you a queen. For real.
Thank you, baby. So are you. Thank you so much. Cleopatra, you said a line that I have. Cleopatra's back. the Egyptian ruler. And I can even get wicked like the Greek Medusa, because my mind brain make them go insane, tie me up crazy mental. I built a kingdom, you just in a small enterprise temporary rental. And at 11, I won my first rhetorical contest, never did get sentimental. And even though they hated on me then, I am still gentle. And I'm eating you alive like an aneurysm. You a headache cannibalism, and my father head can't rapture Judaism. All right, baby.
All right, baby. Love you to death, man. Whoa. Got
all right,
your head tingling, girl. All
right, baby.
All right, boo. I love you, man. I'm going to hit you
love
on the flip
baby.
Side. All right, boo. That's what it is, man.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Love you to death, man. Yo, make sure that you support my sister. She is doing her thing. I want you to log on right now to www.tezforhouse.com and please support her. Please, please support her. If you need to contact her publicist is Ernest Jackson, mnsmedia@gmail.com, or you can call them at 646-500-9800. To book up for functions and stuff like that. She is awesome. I am very like flabbergasted right now. Like, I just want you guys to support another sister that's out here doing it. Street Queens, the movement, Queens. We need to support one another, man. You know, in the Jewish, you know, culture, the dollar circulates several times, and us as African Americans, we need to start supporting one another. She's out here doing it from the grassroots, paying out of her pocket and trying to make change. And that's what we do out here, Lush Radio Online. That's what we do, Street Queens of Movement. And we love her. Keep doing what you do. And you know what I'm saying? Shoot for the stars. We got your back, man. Whatever you need, just, you know what I'm saying, holler at us. But you know what I'm saying? Support her and follow us at Lush Radio Online. And if you didn't listen to this show tonight, you can check out the clippings on LushRadioOnline.com, and we'll also be posting it on the Facebook, LushRadioOnline.com, and Twitter, LushRadioOnline. And I'll also be re-airing this tomorrow on Friday on my live show on radio. So I'll be re-airing this interview with her also, because this joint right here was off the hook. That poor she dropping, man. I got to try to see if I can get her to send me some MP3s of this joint. So I can drop that joint on the show, man. That joint is hot. So I'm going to go ahead and go to a song real quick. It's actually by my boy Hop the Great. It's called Basically What Happened. You know, we're still in February, which is Black History Month, but I believe Black History Month is every single day. And she's a woman, and she's black, and she's making history every single day. And it's called What Happened to Our Black Leaders and Everything Like That. But this one right here is from my man, Hop the Great, at Hop the Great. Who is HopTheGreat.com? You already know what it is. Lush Radio, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Yeah, it seems like things ain't changing. It's getting harder every minute as the day comes. Cousins hoeing, man, what happened to the black queen? When you're dying, man, what happened to the black dream? Did it die when Martin got hit up on a ledge? Or did it die when Marvin got hit up by the fence? The bodies ain't strong, we relying on the men. In every ghetto in America, and cold rain. I'm feeling lost, need direction on this way of life. Feel like Garrett Morgan when he came up with the traffic light. All the pollution that we never had. Shit, if he was still alive, I'd probably borrow a gas mask. They gon' call you nigger if you're dark enough. But thanks to John Love, we can write it cause he made the pencil sharp enough. I grew up poor, plus I never had a father. But we had peanut butter thanks to Washington Carver. So if we learn to get together, we can dead the wall. And if you never heard this, love conquers all. Dead the crabs in the bucket, we can get something. Cause I remember when the fist really meant something. Yeah, it seems like things ain't changing. It's getting harder every minute as the day comes. Cousins hoeing, man, what happened to the black queen? When you're dying, man, what happened to the black dream? Did it die when Martin got hit up on a ledge? Or did it die when Marvin got hit up by the fence? The bodies ain't strong, we relying on the meds. In every ghetto in America, and cold rain. My clothes wrinkling that new stuff.
stuff I can't afford. But thank you, Sarah Boone, for making the iron board. No food in my fridge, feeling like a jaywalker. But at least I got heat, thanks to Alice Parker. My chick bad with her hair done, do stalker. I really owe it all to Madam C.J. Walker. For all my people wanna shine, but living in the dark. Better take a stand if you're dying like Rosa Parks. So if we learn to get together, we can dead the wall. And if you never heard this, love conquers all. Dead the crabs in the bucket, we can get something. Cause I remember when the fists really meant something. Yeah, it seems like things ain't changing. It's getting harder every minute as the day comes. Cause it's hoeing, man, what happened to the black queen? When you're dying, man, what happened to the black dream? Did it die when Martin got hit up on the ledge? Or did it die when Martin got hit up by the feds? The bodies ain't strong, we relying on the men. And every ghetto in America and cold friends.